Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Put cream on me, honey. I still use code NATCH. Didn't get a chance to hear NATCH Butte around me. I had no time to choose what serum to use. So put cream on me. Honey, we had to do. We had to do Adele.
Incredible. Wait, that was amazing. I love it. Wow, took Adele new banger.
Okay.
Natch beautified.
Honey,
it.
I thought you
were going to literally play a song and then you busted out the vocals.
Oh no, we're vocals. We're vocals here. Great. We're exclusively a vocal show. This is an audio medium. We do what we have to do.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
I loved it. Thank you for that. What a gift. You just blessed me.
Oh, I'm so glad. This always sets the tone to the episode. And
sure does.
Obviously, I had to do Adele. This song made me weep. It made me weep. And I am living for the rest of the album. I cannot wait. But until then, we have to just put cream on me. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Natch Butte. Welcome to Natch Butte, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. Yes, honey. I am Jackie J, your host, the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, your queen of creams, the host of the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt. Welcome to Natch Butte. I am so excited about my guest today. So much to discuss. We're going to be talking about fashion.
Yes.
My guest today is a fashion stylist, a very stylish person, and fellow podcast host, host of the Low Life podcast, which is the best name. And my guest has extremely nice teeth. They're very white, and he is a skincare king. My guest has the best name ever. We have lots to discuss. Please welcome today to Natch Butte, Lo Von Rumpf. The best name. The best name.
Hey.
You have a famous person name.
I guess it's my real name. And Lo is short for Lorenzo. You know, I'm Latino, Hispanic. And then the Von Rumpf is the splash of German. That's the only thing I identify with in my German. I think I'm 15% German or something.
But the name trickled to you.
But we got the name.
Yes.
And that's all that. Yeah. And by the way, it sounds like such a bougie, rich ass name.
Yes.
I come from migrant farm workers, working class people over
Don't
here.
You love
but it's
that?
It's okay. Fools, joke's on you guys. Trick or treat. I'm broke. No.
Your grandpa shows up for work and he's like, yes, hi, I'm Von Rumpf. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here too.
Eduardo Von Rumpf.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. But those are all fabulous names.
It's great. Yeah, it's a strong one, and I'm keeping it. And my initials are LVR, Lo Von Rumpf. So LVR. So my Instagram handle, style LVR. It's cute.
Yes,
you're
killing it.
Acronym,
honey.
Thank you for that.
We got the monogram towels.
Sure,
we're rocking those initials.
Absolutely. Oh, by the way, am I allowed to curse or should I?
Yes.
Okay.
No, every episode I upload, it says explicit and I say yes. Even if I don't remember saying anything disgusting, I'm covering my ass.
I'm not excessive with my F-bombs, but sometimes I'll just, one slips out.
No, I totally am in the same boat. Thank you, Lo, for being here. I'm so pleased to see you. You look fabulous.
Here.
Yes. Please, we have to start with the intro questions everyone gets. The first question is, what type of skin do you have?
Oh, yeah. My combination, oily and a little bit dry. T-zone, of course, oily, which I used to be like, damn, I hate this oily skin. As I'm now 32 years old, grown to appreciate it.
We're
very thankful for
now
the oil.
Now we embrace, we embrace our oil now.
Yeah. And then again, forehead, chin, a little bit on the cheek gets a little dry.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a little eczema breakout. It's, triggered by stress, but so far so good. We have it under control this week. That's the thing with my skin. I'm either glowing and have my swan moment or I'm just falling apart a potato.
Yes.
Just what the hell's happening? There's no cute in between phase.
Even hours go by and I look at myself and I'm like, I look damn cute. And then I'm like, oh, is that Shrek? Who is that in the mirror? Like, it can change so fast.
Ogre,
yes, serving ogre this morning. I did not ask for that.
Same. Get it. I feel you.
Okay, Lo, next question. I can't wait for this answer. Do you recall the first beauty product that you ever used or bought?
Oh, great question.
What could it be?
Yeah, was it I know exactly what it is.
Was it Clinique?
I didn't have that kind of money. No. The Clinique counter. The lab coats felt like you're going to a dermatologist.
Yes.
At your local Macy's.
That was as close as I got to the dermatologist back in the day.
I get it. No, I actually remember my first beauty product. I was so excited and I used it religiously. I'm not proud of it. It was, what do you call it? St. Ives apricot scrub.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Good old classic.
Yeah.
The apricot scrub-a-dub.
Yep.
And it was a gentle exfoliator. It's not that gentle. Scratched a lot of my skin. It's actually the best product to use.
Yeah.
It can be quite problematic.
But Gen Z has canceled the St. Ives scrub.
Oh, yeah.
They've completely banished it. No, like, and we we love that.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? I don't use it on my face anymore because I want to take care of my skin, but I do use it as a micro scrub for my body.
Nice.
Which is really nice because I do, sometimes I'll get a spray tan. So to get some of that off or just dead skin, I'll do a St. Ives scrub. Oh, and if you're going to shave your pubic hair to avoid getting the bumps, St. Ives apricot scrub, I'll go over that.
Wow.
Get the area nice and smooth, get the dead skin cell, and then boom, ready to shave it.
So I'm glad that St. Ives is still getting their check.
They sure are.
Someone is keeping them in business.
Yeah, there's one guy in Los Angeles who's still, you know, buying buckets of it.
Yes, I see that.
So I can shave my pubes.
Can I tell you something I've never told anyone on Attribute?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm ready for a secret.
Do you know Trace Lissette, the actress?
I don't know her personally, but I know who it is.
But, you know, she's so gorgeous. Transparent. She's on the show. I think was her first show.
No, but there's a big show, Pose. Isn't she on Pose?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's stunning.
Beautiful.
One time, I'm not going to say where I saw her, but we were sitting next to each other and I chatted her up and I was like, okay, tell me like some skin secrets. Like, why do you look so good? And she goes, I use St. Ives apricot scrub. And I was what? How? How do you do that?
Well, some people just look out. The genetic jackpot,
I'm telling you. Yes.
Because, and it's hit and miss with St. Ives. It's because you're getting little kernels of apricot. For people that don't know, you're getting the little kernels of apricot scrub in there. That's the exfoliant. Sometimes some of the pieces are a little bit more jagged, like shards of glass.
Yes.
Other times they're smooth. You don't know what batch you're going to get.
That's true.
You can take the risk. Maybe she hasn't had a bad experience yet. God bless her for it.
Yes. All I got to say is, wow, it made me reconsider.
Oh, okay.
You know, like maybe I got to get that St. Ives out. Anyway, proceed with caution, honeys. That's not our problem if you'll scrub your face off. Okay, Lo. I noticed on your Instagram stories that you're always talking about food in LA and your favorite places to go. So my bonus question for you is, if you could have free food from any LA restaurant for life, what restaurant would you choose?
Oh my God, what a loaded question.
I know.
There's so many great options. The thing is, all of the restaurants that I like are so specific.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm doing sushi, I know I want my katsuya or my sugarfish.
Yes.
But if I'm going to eat it for the rest of my life, I'm going to need a great breakfast option, some strong lunch and dinner options too.
Yes.
Nothing too bougie. I need it because that gets old quick.
Yes.
I'm not going to say like a fancy steakhouse.
Yes.
I'm going to go with, there's a spot in Studio City. Mm-hmm. It's called Aroma Cafe.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You can get some delicious baked goods. The bakery is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Fluffy omelets, great burgers. I love their curly fries and the salad. So I can go, if I want to hit rock bottom and go with the fries route and just freaking go to town. I got that. Or if I want a little quinoa power plate or something, you know, on
there
the healthier side. So I know. Yeah. I think that's the first thing that came to my head. I don't know if that's the best answer, but that's the answer I have right now. I want to spend the rest of my life at Aroma Cafe in Studio City. Swipe.
Great
up.
Answer. Great answer. I was thinking if I was going to say Creation only because.
What?
You don't like that? That's not a good choice. I love juice. Are you kidding? My dream is to go into Creation every morning and get like 7 juices every day.
You're just going to be living off juice for the rest of your miserable life. Okay, sure. Drink that juice. But I can guarantee.
Hey, they've got good wraps.
Oh, do they? Okay. I've never had food there.
Yeah. Their smoothies are so good.
Yeah. So, okay. You're just going to
Sell myself short. I deserve food.
You deserve a solid at least.
Yeah. Okay.
One or two solids outside of a refrigerated wrap.
I know, but I'm telling you, those juices. I want to go in there every day and spend $80 on juice.
Oh, it adds up. I know.
Yes.
Oh, and the smoothie? I didn't even realize. I went on a date.
They have a $20 smoothie there.
Oh, yeah. Well, with add-ons. So I did this date, and I remember the guy had bought me dinner. This was the previous week. So then I thought, but I was broke as a joke. This was a decade ago.
Yeah.
Young Lo. This was 23-year-old Lo, still struggling in the industry, trying to make a name for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have that cash flow down. Yet anyway, was hoping my card would go through. So I said, well, next date, it's on me, boo. I'm going to treat you. And he said, I want to go to a smoothie place. So we went to Creation Juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the spot. Anyway, we go in, he orders his smoothie. I order mine. And the total was like $48. Yeah. I believe I had $23.63 in my checking account.
Oh, no.
So I was like, this ain't going to go through. So I was like, fraud. Like, it's not going through.
Somebody stole my identity. I cannot believe this.
Damn it. Stole my identity again. So then
there was another Lo von Rumpf, and they took my card.
But I was like shocked at the price. But you add like little deer antler essence.
Yes.
You add some. Whatever, there's so many little things you can add. That
fertilized bee eggs.
Rare organic fertilized bee egg. Each one's $1.50.
Yes, this is what I'm talking about, Lo. It would be a good investment for me to go there for free.
Okay, yeah, do it. Hey, I'm not gonna shit on your answer. You drink that juice.
Yes, thank you. My skin's gonna be glowing. Okay, and if I want food, I'll go with you to Aroma.
There we go. Fair enough.
So we solved it. Perfect. Okay, my last warm-up question, and yes, the warm-up questions do take 15 minutes. This is an attribute. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
Oh, the most beautiful thing about me? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say my sense of humor,
mm-hmm.
I think is my favorite or my most beautiful thing about myself. Yeah, that I love. Just because it could be dark sometimes.
Yeah.
There's some good days and bad days, but the humor gets me through life. So if you can't laugh at yourself, then what the hell are you going to do? You know, well, I would get depressed. So a little humor. I enjoy humor. I think that makes life in general more beautiful.
Yes.
If we're going that route. I don't know if some people go like a different route and they're like, my eyes, love my brows.
I've heard it all. I've heard my tits. I've heard my wrists. I've heard my resilience, my spirituality, my sense of humor. I've heard it all. And we love all answers here.
Great.
Yes. Fabulous answer. Okay. Lo. Real quick. What's your favorite color? Only because I feel like from a fashion standpoint, this is important.
Hands down purple.
Okay. Oh, that's my dog's favorite color. And yes, I did project that onto her. But I feel comfortable with it. Okay. So let's talk about your origin story.
Okay.
So I'm assuming early on in your life, you were inspired by fashion. You were into it. So what was your early inspiration? And then I know it's a loaded question, but how did you make this your career? What were the stepping stone moments?
We can do Cliff Notes version because it would be a three-part special if I really get into the depths.
I would love to do that, though, and add sound and music and interviews. That would be so fun.
It all started in a little pueblo in Mexico. I was born here in the States, in California, in Orange County, California. Mm-hmm. That's where I grew up. I'm an only child. I'm really close with my parents. Thank God they're still alive. They're young. They had me. My mom's Latina. She had me at 22 years old, 22, 23. Young.
There's something to that. I respect it because then you get your life back earlier.
Sure do. But the struggle of having to work and build a life for herself while she had me hanging on her hip is a difficult route. And any mother listening right now could understand that. No matter what age you're at, it's hard to be a parent. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it could be a little bit more difficult when you're young. But we have a very tight-knit relationship. I come from a family of entrepreneurs. My mom is a business owner. She did business with my father, and she's had several companies throughout her life and still is actively working. She's only 55 years old.
A young mom, joven.
Sure do.
Muy joven.
So my family and I are pretty tight. So the entrepreneurial idea of starting your own business was always planted as a seed. It's kind of all I knew, to be honest. Like a default setting was like, I got to go into business for myself. But on the flip side, because we come from immigrants, my family. So I know education, getting college educated was kind of, you got to do it. My mom was the first in her family to get a college degree. And so I know she wanted the same for me. I dropped out. Boom, I'm out of here. Didn't go that route. But I noticed ever since I was a little shit, all of, I'd say, 5 years old, I paid attention to clothing, fashion, and I looked at it as, and to this day, I still do. I would see my Nana, who I was extremely close with. Unfortunately, she passed away when I was 20 years old, but she was very young. She had her first kid when she was like 16. Needless to say, she felt more like a mother figure to me than a grandma, but we were extremely tight and she was the most glamorous, over the top, loved a good silk robe. Yes. Talk about the cosmetics of it all. She was doing like the little neck lifts, Botox, Restylane.
Oh yeah.
Had that Korean skincare game, the 12 steps of it all. She really loved beauty and taking care of herself, self-care, before it became like a thing. This was back in the day. But I saw that, and especially the fashion side of her, and I was just so mesmerized by how she would transform. And I thought, how cool is that? And I would try on her stuff as a kid, and I'd perform a ton when I was little. I was obsessed with Selena Quintanilla, if you're familiar with who that is, Selena, the singer.
Yes, I'm from Texas.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Corpus Christi, or where are you from?
I'm from Dallas, but Selena was an icon in Texas for the Chicana community.
Oh.
She was everywhere, and when she died, it was the worst, most horrific moment in our specific state, but everywhere. She was a legend, an icon. All the little girls looked up to her. It was so sad. I remember it. I was alive. Heart. It was horrible. Yeah.
I was 7 years old when she passed away. And I just remember it shook the whole Latino community, Chicana specifically, to their core. But she was a big source of inspiration for me. I actually did a whole episode just on my love for Selena Quintanilla.
Her clothes. And she made her own clothes.
She's a fashion designer.
She designed them. She was so gorgeous too. And just.
Yeah. Selena Quintanilla, super inspirational. Big reason why I even wanted to get into fashion. Also my Nana. And then I just was obsessed with clothing in general. So I was always drawn to it. I liked the idea of transforming yourself. You could almost like put on a costume and be someone a little bit different if you wanted to be.
Yes.
So yeah, I ended up getting into the fashion world. Started in retail, did some modeling gigs as young, low, 15, 16, 17. I was with a modeling agency. I didn't like that. I always was drawn to the clothing side of it. And then I decided to go into business for myself finally when I dropped out of college. And basically my parents were like, you can go into business. You got to, you know, take this serious though. If you're going to drop out of school, you got to have a serious plan. You can't just hope it's going to happen. You need to make shit happen for yourself. Have a business plan, lay it out. Micro level and macro. What's going to happen in the first year of business, considering 90% of small businesses fail within the first year that they start? Start Oof, there.
Is that true? That's harsh.
That's a statistic. 90%. Yeah, been proven. 90%. Ouch. So the people that do make it, you really have to plan for it. And it's a lot. The stakes are against you in that way. But once you get past that first year, it's still difficult. But again, you start getting your footing. And I'd say I didn't start getting my real footing and having clients and styling for real until, my God, I'd say 4 or 5 years of grinding and doing free gigs and just, again, trying to build something from literally nothing. I had a leg up because I grew up in Los Angeles or Orange County, but Los Angeles is 45 minutes to an hour away. So I was very comfortable in LA. I had friends and stuff and that didn't help me, but there was a familiarity already. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like a fish out of water, but actually getting my feet into the business was difficult. Fun. Don't know if I could do it now.
Yeah, seriously. You got to grind, honey.
I'm glad I did.
Yes.
And here I am today, styling.
Okay, my question for you is, I would like to know a hard lesson and a fun lesson you learned navigating the fashion world.
Ooh, okay. I'd say a hard lesson I learned in the fashion world is that, and I guess this could apply to any business, to be honest, but just specifically to my industry, is when it comes to doing favors for people, do them, do the favors with good intention, but also know how quickly people will forget. Don't take that personal. It's just part of the business. It sucks. I took it personal for a bit. And the thing is, let's say someone needs, oh my God, Lo, I need you to dress me for this. Can you please help me out? I don't have a budget or whatever it could be. And you do a solid for somebody. Either go into it not expecting anything from it, so you don't end up resenting the person or the client or whatever that may be. And then also realize that you need to invoice or make sure that you take care of having those conversations at the forefront. Because in the moment when someone is, you know, feeling the urgency and emergency situation, even if you're a hairstylist, a manicurist, a massage therapist, any sort of service industry, when people need something from you, they're like, whatever it is, I will pay it, I will do it, whatever. Then the moment comes after the fact, and then they forget how they were willing to pay your rate or whatever that may be. So I think now a lesson learned is have the conversations at the beginning.
Yep.
Don't take things personal and always equate yourself. Know your value. So even if you do a free gig, even if you have to, because you're building something, working your way from the bottom to the top, that's what I did in fashion. I always still sent an invoice. Even if I did a free gig, you'll receive an invoice. And then at the end, it would say pro bono, we're covering it this time. But this is the value of what the service is rendered. This is putting an actual number to it. And I have to say, for my clients and friends who have seen that, it really does give them a like, oh, I'm not just getting something for free. There's actual, this is the number. Yes. It changes it. I had one client message me and she's like, I can't believe you invoiced me. This is for $1,800. This is like crazy. And I said, no, look at the bottom. We waived the fee for you. I'm just letting you know what we waived for you, because there's pool dates, return dates, fitting days, seamstress. There's a lot that went into this. We're going to waive it. This was years ago. I don't do that now.
But, honey, we don't waive anymore, sweetie.
No. I mean, now I can't, because I have other people depending. I got my manager and a team with me now. So it's just different. But when I was just looking out for me and it was just solo mission, yeah, I would do stuff like that. But anyway, equate value to yourself. And I guess don't take things too personal. That's a few lessons. And then you said a humorous one. Is that one?
A fun one.
Oh, a fun lesson I've learned. Man, I'm trying to think of something fun.
You're like, there's nothing joyful about my work.
Well, I mean, I guess a fun thing that I've learned is just not to take myself too serious. Life is too damn short. You got to laugh at shit. We're not saving lives here. It's fashion.
That's right. That's right, honey. A red carpet is no surgery.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I look at it like I just got to take it for what it is. And sometimes you just got to laugh at shit and not take yourself too serious in the moment. If that's, yeah, I guess that's a lesson learned, because I used to take myself way too serious.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever had somebody on a red carpet accidentally like sit in something or rip a dress?
Absolutely.
Or something? Yeah.
Oh, it's
that would be me.
Yeah.
That would be me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It sucks. I feel bad in that moment when it happens, but I've had clients spill red wine on themselves before hitting a carpet, or a certain time of a certain month will come and you're like, oh, I wore a white jumpsuit. This is tough. Things like that. I've also had where a client's dress, I'm at her place right now. She's my best friend, Caitlin. She went to the Emmys and had her dress ripped down the back in her seat. Oh, it was the worst feeling ever.
What did she do? I'd have to stand up with the chair and just walk around with the chair on my back.
That's kind of what she had to do. Yeah, she had to borrow a jacket, blazer, and escort herself out. And we did a change. Yeah, sucks. But it, sometimes it happens. You got to just roll with it.
So that is actually a perfect segue to my next question, Lo, because you meet and work with celebrities all the time. And you are a best friend to a celebrity. Is it fair to say?
Oh, sure.
Are celebrities, now, of course, I know the answer to this, but for everyone listening, are celebrities more fun? Would you say that they're just like everybody else?
100%. Just like, just taking a shit, putting your pants on one pantalone at a time.
Ripping their clothes when they sit.
Ripping their dress. Yeah. Yeah, I think the only difference is they have a larger platform to share their life with people, whatever they choose to share. But I actually think that I've come to realize with working with a lot of famous people, people that are in the industry, influencers, actors, actresses, musicians, and I'm friends with a lot of these people because I style them and you become friends. It's just kind of hand in hand. They're my clients. And then I've been in Los Angeles for, my goodness, well over 15 years. So yeah, you end up meeting people that a lot of these people, I met them when they were working at Coffee Bean and then they became something.
And which all come up together.
Yeah. We all build each other up, which is really nice. But I think the one thing I've realized is one, they are very normal. And that's the one thing they crave more than anything is just to be feel like normal. And so they usually get that with people in their inner circle. Sometimes you don't. That's the thing. There are some celebrities that surround themselves with a team that is so far up their ass. And then they're so far up their ass because they are all on the payroll. Mm-hmm. The thing is, these celebrities, some of them are footing the bill for a lot of people. And that those a lot of people happen to be their innermost circle. So no one's going to check that person and let them know, this is what's up. Maybe you're not being the nicest. Maybe that's not the smartest decision or the kindest thing to do to somebody. You need someone for checks and balances. And if you're paying everyone, they're all getting a check from you. It's tough to do that. So,
and some people don't want to check and balance. They just want everybody to tell them they're great all the time.
It gets old, but that does happen quite often, actually. But it always ends up fading out, and you're going to crave authenticity eventually. Because having a bunch of yes people around you, it's exhausting. After you lose sense of who you are. You have no sense of what the hell matters. But I would say that my clients appreciate, like, I know my value, but I also, when I go into any relationship with someone who's in the business, I always try and keep it 100 with them. That's the best thing to do. And I think that's probably why I've been able to keep, you know, friendships and stuff, is because I'm just serving it. Boom, straight shooter.
That's right.
That's right. We got to do it.
I aspire to the level to where I'm completely out of it, that I just pay people to tell me how great I am. That's nice. Where I want to get.
Same.
We do love an honest, authentic moment.
Sure.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sure you get asked this a lot, but who is your dream client to dress? And I'm gonna open it to dead or alive.
Oh, well, Selena Quintanilla.
Selena.
Oh, yeah. My God, are you kidding?
Do you know what you would put her in? Do you have an idea of a look?
I have a whole mood board. Already have been contacting designers to just dress her soul. I could do that in my dreams. But yeah, she's someone that I would have loved to work with. I think alive, though, just because I would be excited to meet her, and I would be like pumped just to work, because she seems like such an iconic actress, old Hollywood vibes to me, would be Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
I don't work with her. I actually have met her stylist, who's really sweet, and she's been with her for years. So we love that Julia Roberts is loyal. I'm not trying to come and crouch on that territory.
Her assistant has been her assistant for like 40 years.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
She keeps her, that's a rare quality to find someone who's that loyal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Julia Roberts. Because nowadays, I feel like with actresses, there's her, like a Reese Witherspoon, there's a few in there that are in that specific time when it's just like these iconic movies.
Yes.
Like they're just so like household names. Nowadays, like a Margot Robbie, she's amazing, but she's not a household name. Some people are like, oh, who is that again? She's incredible. Yes. But you know what I'm saying? Just that old Hollywood feel, like, ooh, like Elizabeth Taylor vibes. I love it.
I want to dress Zendaya.
Oh, she's amazing.
Doesn't she serve it every time?
Yeah, another loyal lab. She's been very loyal with her stylist. LaRoche is his name. He's freaking fantastic. Oh, yeah.
Well, he does an incredible job.
He's been with her for, since the get-go.
It's not hard to dress her, though. She's stunning.
Oh,
everybody is. But I just, every outfit, I'm like, I don't know what to expect each time. And each time, she's just a new, fantastic specimen.
Amen. Yeah, couldn't agree
Amen
more.
Amen to that. Okay, I was reading an old interview of yours, or listening to an old podcast interview, and somebody asked you about celebrity body insecurities. And I found this to be fascinating, because we all look at the red carpets and we're just like, everyone's so perfect looking. But you said celebrities have body insecurities too?
Yeah, if not more so than I think the person who's not in the industry. For sure.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are opening up about it more so today because of social media. And now it's like something not to be shamed about. There's no, there's not as much stigma and talking about, like, I'm super insecure and body dysmorphia is real. The thing is, when you're going on a red carpet and you have, just picture this, you walk onto a red carpet, you have these high definition cameras taking photos of every nook and cranny, every angle, your good side, maybe your bad side, or whatever you don't like about yourself.
Or what if you like blink and you just, they snap a photo of you just looking like a little scrunch?
Yeah, happens all the time.
Yeah.
Mid sneeze, No one wants to see that.
You accidentally itch your butt and now it's blown up all over Getty Image forever.
It's up there, ready to go. So unfiltered, just a high resolution image. So I think my clients going into a red carpet situation know that the level of anxiety can sometimes, those levels can heighten quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Those are increasing because they're feeling a little nervous about it. And I think there's just, everyone's hard on themselves, myself included. I'm sure you are to an extent. In different ways, we all are hard on ourselves. But I think when you are in some sort of a spotlight situation, you hyper-focus, you hyper-analyze. And if it's your bread and butter, you're known like a J-Lo, known for her skin. I think she might be having a little bit of, ooh, this isn't a good week. J-Lo's like whole world will turn upside down if she felt wrinkled and had acne. You know what I mean?
And you know, everyone would attack her like vultures if there was one little mark on her face.
Right. Or if she's known for her body, and especially for actors that are, again, really serving that body for you all the time. I had a client and she's booked a lot of roles based on how she looked. And she's like the hot bombshell. And that's the role she just always got. And she just rode that. And then she had a baby and she's like, I don't feel like that woman anymore, but I'm still having to go out for roles and red carpets and do stuff like that. So it was a tough transition for her. We got through it. And it's a little bit of a psychological approach when it comes to styling, because it is transformative. So to see her feeling like insecure, not herself, uncomfortable in her own skin, intensified. Every mother will feel that at some point, I'm sure. But intensified when you have to hit a carpet or do a press junket on national television, just feels different.
It's reassuring to just, because we see these people that look just so flawless and perfect. And I'm just always like, God, well, how do they look so good? But you're saying they are humans too. They go through all the same shit. And in fact, the pressure on them is even higher.
And you know, what's crazy is I've had the privilege of working with some of the most beautiful, crazy, talented, rich ass people out there, you know, like, wow, I'm close to this like situation. I'm like, dang, this is pretty impressive. Yeah. And yet I've seen some of the most rich, beautiful, successful people are some of the most miserable, sad people who are really struggling and don't even talk about it openly. They are going through it and feel terrible about themselves for the way they look. I'm like, you are like, your body is amazing. What on standards of that, of what people would consider quote unquote the good, you know, they're definitely going through it. So to each their own. And I guess you would be surprised. The stars, they're just like us.
Just
you
like
know,
us.
Those articles.
They'll
show like Julia Roberts with a hot dog or whatever at a Subway. Yeah. It's like that. They really are though.
It's reassuring to know it to a point.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, Lo, I don't know if you are a baseball fan.
No, I'm not.
Okay, same.
I do enjoy going to games, though. I like that. I like having a beer, butching it up once in a while.
Okay, get a Dodger dog.
Yeah. I like that. I just don't really enjoy watching the game.
It's just so long. 9 innings.
I'm good for like 3 to 5, and then I'm like, let's beat the traffic.
Yes, same. Okay, perfect. We're in the same place. I don't know if you know this. I just dropped in the chat on Zoom an article for you to read or just to look at. I don't know if you know what's going on. So in the World Series, the Braves recently just beat the Dodgers. The Dodgers are out. I only know this because I am married to a straight man. So this guy right here, his name is Jock Peterson. He is wearing a pearl necklace every time he plays. And he's making history. There's never been a string of pearls in baseball history. And he says it's because he's a bad bitch. So he wants to wear his pearls. I'm wondering from a fashion standpoint, your commentary and thoughts on this.
Amazing. Rooting for him. Good for him.
We love?
Love it. Yeah. If he wants to wear fucking puka shells, let him wear
I would love that.
Yeah. Throw a nice 2007 flashback, a little Abercrombie and Fitch puka
with
shell.
With like a little tiny flip flop.
Yeah. Tiny.
Hanging from it.
Great. Yes.
We love a charm.
Love a charm. Yeah. If he wants to wear a little Pandora bracelet, I'm supporting it.
Swarovski crystals.
The thing is with guys, they're so set in their ways. I think, again, it's like guys are finally, especially with this younger generation, which is very cool, exploring different types of styles and wanting to express themselves. Not every guy needs to be cookie cutter looking the same. He wants to wear some pearls, go for it. And the fact that people are probably going to give him shit for it, he's probably going to be considered like, oh, is he gay? Or people, I'm sure some...
Heaven forbid an athlete wears a necklace.
Exactly. So I look at it like a cool, bold fashion move. One small step for baseball, big, giant leap for baseball's kind.
I wonder what's next. We're going to do a cat eye, a red lip, whatever. I'm here for it. Okay.
Just because he's wearing pearls does not mean he's going to go full-blown.
No, I'm saying next. Drag Race. Someone else will. Oh, you know, everyone will throw in their own thing.
Are you kidding? If I saw a picture with a smoky eye, I would love it.
Yes. I think it's on the way.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's the thing, too. All these I have male clients, even my guy friends that are straight dudes, they are wanting to cover their dark circles. They're wanting to cover if they got a pimple coming in, just like any female would want to do. So I think even the stigma with guys wearing makeup is starting to kind of fade away. Because I'm like, why can't guys work on their skin and look like they got their shit?
Perfect transition once again. Is it fair to say that you're a skincare king?
Oh, what a beautiful title to have. Self-proclaimed, sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, now I
am anointing you further.
If I wasn't a stylist, I would have loved to become a dermatologist, truly.
Okay. Okay. So you're right here with me. Now I'm ready to hear the skin routine. We need you to drop it. I need details.
I used to have such an intense one. My God. Like I've struggled with skin, just not with acne, but I never actually had a bad acne phase. I always get like a hormonal pimple, like the underground ones. And I'm like
one big statement piece.
Statement piece. Yeah. But I have struggled with like eczema and that sort of thing, a little rosacea. So I've had to go through the gauntlet of trying products and that they either make me look great or I'm like, whoa, this reacted terribly to my skin. I look like shit. But right now I'm in a really safe, happy place. I feel good. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start it off with
mild cleanser.
Cetaphil, mild cleanser. I used to use that for years, but now I've actually been obsessed with it's Osea, O-S-E-A.
I love Osea.
Osea Malibu. It's a really clean vegan brand. And the products are great. They don't make me break out in any way. So I'll use those. But their milk cleanser is one of my favorites. So I'll go in with my cleanser. I do an exfoliant at least twice a week. I do it on usually Wednesdays and Fridays are exfoliant days. A mild exfoliant. My favorite one with the micro beads that are perfect is Sanitas, S-A-N-I-T-A-S. It's a really gentle lemon micro scrub that is great.
I love lemon.
And then if Joanna Vargas skincare, she has an amazing micro, but that one I'm like, ooh, paying so much money. So I usually go with the other one anyway. Mm-hmm. So an exfoliant twice a week, but day to day, right after I'm done with my moisturizer, then I go in with my hyaluronic serum. Got to use that. Boom. Apply that couple pumps to the face, get it in the neck. Lately, I've been using, is it called Gua Sha?
Yep. We love a Gua Sha.
Get the Gua Sha going. Well, my hyaluronic serum is drying. Always put it on a wet face. You want it to absorb into the skin. You pretty much waste half the product if you're putting a hyaluronic serum on a dry face. It has to be wet. After that, I go in with the vitamin C serum from Kiehl's. And then I go in with my retinol treatment. And then I lock it all in with a fantastic moisturizer. And the moisturizer that I've been using right now is the Atmosphere Cream from Osea as well. They're great.
I love that cream.
It's nice, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And again, super gentle. So I go in with that. And that's pretty much my day-to-day.
Yeah.
And then at night, of course, washing my face, mild cleanser, and I load up on serums at night. Oh, at night, you let your skin drink. So,
funny.
Yeah, I'm really loading it up at night, and I put pretty much all the serums I could handle. Like I have about five or six different ones.
Oh, wow. You do six at once?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one that I love, well, it doesn't break me out because they're all pretty gentle, but the SkinCeuticals, I think it's phosphorus. It smells like hot dog water.
Yes, the hot dog water. Yes.
Incredible product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that stink though.
I know, but I'm like, I don't care. Weigh it out with the benefits.
Yes, I agree.
So load up on the serums at night, 5 to 6, and I'm putting them décolletage, chest. And like, I have one serum just for my eyes, one for the forehead, for wrinkles, like that sort of thing.
Oh, we love all the specificity, honey.
Yeah. Oh, Bosch is great too. B-O-S-C-I-A. I love Bosch's cleanser. Oh, and I use their mud, their Bosch makeup mud. Oh, it's great. Mm-hmm. If you get pores on the nose. Yeah. Throw a mud mask in there at least once a week. And that's good.
So you love a mask. I saw on your Instagram, you make your own.
All the time. Yeah, sure do. Budget. So tough times. Okay. Got to budget it, boo.
So how we got a budget, boo. How often do you integrate them? How, when? Give us a couple or one of your favorite mixes? Because I saw a photo of you and you had like avocado all over your face.
Oh, that's my breakfast mask. Yeah.
Okay, breakfast mask.
It's
okay.
Great to do. Yeah. I have avocado. It's going a little rotten. Didn't want to make it onto the toast. Threw that into a bowl with some fresh steel cut oats, a little bit of Manuka honey or regular honey. That's fine. Manuka is a little pricier. Put the honey if you want to do 1 tablespoon of Greek yogurt. There's anti-inflammatory properties in yogurt. The oats are going to slightly exfoliate your skin. And of course, you have honey, which calms redness. It's an anti-inflammatory as well. And then avocado is the fatty acids that you need, which is great for your face. So mixing that in a bowl and just spreading it onto my face. I work it into a bowl like a guacamole. And then I spread that onto my face, neck, let that sit 15, 20 minutes, set it and forget it, wash it off in the chunks in the shower. And it's a cheap, easy mask to do. And it actually does make my skin look very bright, tight, and glowy. I did it this morning. It was nice.
Your skin looks fantastic.
Thanks.
That is so interesting because we all know avocados have a 30-minute window. They're good for 30
yeah.
minutes.
Yeah.
And sometimes you open it and you're like, this smells just a little off.
Yep.
So you're saying when it's just a little off for the toast, you do the face.
Yeah, yeah. Or, hey, if you want to spend... Avocados ain't cheap these days. So if you want to end up using a beautiful, perfectly ripened avocado on your face, you are worth it. Boo. But I rather consume it. I rather eat that avocado. But yeah, so I'll use those for the face. So that's one of my favorite ones to do. But I got inspired to do it by, well, TikTok. My God, there's a lot of masks on there that you can make. And then also, are you familiar with Lush Cosmetics?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love a Lush.
Yeah, they do their fresh masks that they have that you could buy in store. They're refrigerated. They expire fairly quickly. They're a Vancouver-based company. But what I like about their masks are not only are they completely natural, but I like that they have an expiration. Like you got to use them because it's fresh. So I was buying them for a bit, but then I just looked up recipes online and did my own version of those. And they have like 15 different ones. And they have the Lush hacks that you could do from your own pantry.
Oh.
Using coffee grounds, I make my own scrub for the shower. I use honey as a base, throw in some coffee grounds. It's great for cellulite. It's an exfoliant. The caffeine's good for your skin. Little things like that. Just to,
wow. Yeah. I got to come over and mix a mask.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. I mean, make sure you like are careful with the ingredients that you're doing. But like, you know, some like lemon, you got to be careful with the lemon juice.
Yes.
Some masks call for it. There was one online that was like using coconut oil. And I was like, get that coconut oil away from my mug. No, I don't want to clog my pores.
So controversial, the coconut oil. I've had people on here say, I put it everywhere. I've had people on here say, don't put it. You just, everybody proceed with caution with the coconut oil.
Yeah, I think if you are going to, if you want a good oil that is in your pantry, just stick with olive. I think that's the safest route.
We love an olive.
Extra virgin.
That's right, honey. Just like us.
Yeah.
Okay, I have two questions. First, I want to keep talking about self-care, but I have to real quick talk about air fryers, because I noticed that you are an air fryer king.
Yeah, they're great.
And I literally don't even use my real oven anymore.
Oh, so you're an air fryer queen.
Oh, honey, everything that you could think of, I've put in there.
Oh, amazing.
I'm constantly trying to new things to fry.
Yeah.
So you love an air fryer, right?
I sure do. I love, that's the thing. Once I got into it, I started looking at recipes and stuff and I was like, oh, this is great. And I love like fried anything. Mm-hmm. So if I can get that without having to use a whole pan of freaking vegetable oil or any oil, like that's nice. Like frying up some tacos. Oh, I did dried fruit, made my own little trail mix. Yes. Put some cinnamon, did a whole little dried apples. You could do pears.
Okay. How do you do it? You have to do it on low for a long time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to trust the process and let the air fryer work its magic.
I'm doing that. But I'm going to do that.
Oh yeah. It's great. Dried fruit. You could do, I love doing Brussels sprouts. That's my favorite thing.
Me too.
Air fryer. Okay. Brussies.
Here's what I do. Maple syrup. Yep. A little maple syrup, a little oil. Salt, a pepper. That's all. What do you put on yours?
Wait, that's for your Brussels sprout recipe?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never tried it with maple syrup.
Oh, you gotta.
I love maple anything.
Yes.
So I'm so down for that.
What do you put on yours?
My Brussels sprouts do olive oil, paprika, salt, pepper, garlic powder. Mix that in a bowl, Parmesan cheese, and then coat everything. And then I let them fry first for about, I'd say, I don't know, like 10 minutes, then go in with a splash of balsamic vinegar.
Okay.
The balsamic vinegar gives it that Brussels sprout taste.
Tang.
The tang. Yes. Thank you.
I love a tang. I love a vinegar pickly.
Yep. So then go in with that. And then with the Parmesan cheese and you got the balsamic and it's like all the flavors marry together very well.
I'm going to try the balsamic. You got to try the maple syrup. 100%. And we will reconvene to discuss.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's really easy. I do 350 for 10, shake them up, do another 5 or 10.
Yeah.
I pretty much stick to 350. I'm still playing around.
Yeah.
I do potatoes. I do everything. I throw everything in that motherfucker.
Have you done taquitos? Like making like your little rolled taquitos? They're so good.
I buy frozen ones, but I will make real ones.
Oh, yeah. But throw the frozen ones in there too.
Yeah.
It's great. But yeah, real ones, amazing and easy to do.
Well, when I see you, we're going to have to do a mask while we make air fry food, and it's going to be
bad. I would love that. Oh, yes. That sounds like my dream night.
Oh, same. No, that's all I want. We'll put on something fun on the TV.
A Julia Roberts movie.
That's right.
Hey.
Aaron Brockovich, honey.
Okay.
We're going to revisit the classic.
Yeah.
Done.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Okay, my last question. Your self-care rituals. What are the rituals, your self-care rituals that make low?
Self-care rituals. A little masturbation is great.
Okay, throw. You know, no one has ever said that, and that is so true.
Yeah, so that's part of my self-care is I have to masturbate. Yeah. Sometimes it's better than even being with a partner.
Yeah.
Because I know how to like take care of me.
Yes.
For my mental health. If I'm feeling really stressed, got to rub one out. Boom.
Yes.
So that's part of it.
I respect that. And I'm honestly shocked that no one has said that yet.
Yeah, because I'm sure it's part of a lot of people's self-care routine.
People try to. Are we above it? No.
No.
I'm a Scorpio, honey. We have needs.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cancer it's over here. Crab.
Oh, Cancers are horny too.
Sure are. But also Scorpio and Cancer, that's my number one most compatible sign.
Yeah, both my parents are Cancers.
Oh, nice.
Lovely. We love a water sign around here.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, self-care wise, definitely a little masturbating. And then I'd have to say journaling has helped me substantially in my life. My God, tremendous help with my mental health. And I'd like to do it every day. I'd say do it like 2 to 3 times a week. Just a little breakdown. What's happening in my day? How am I feeling? Checking in with myself. Obstacles I might have felt, maybe an insecurity or two. But it's so nice. Like in the beginning, it's difficult to get into the habit. Once you get into the habit of doing it, you can sleep better at night because I brain drain it. I put it into the journal and I leave it there. And then sometimes I'll revisit stuff weeks later. And I'm like, oh, wow, that affected me in that way then. That was interesting. I'm seeing a pattern. I need to fix this situation. Why am I feeling this way? I'm seeing, because life moves so fast. We have so much shit thrown at us all the time. It's really hard to remember what I even had for dinner yesterday, let alone how I was feeling last week on Thursday when someone sent me a weird text. So now I'm writing it down and kind of just, it's a good for checks and balances mental health wise. So that, drinking my water, that's a big thing. I got to get them 8 glasses. And I'm not a big exercise. Like I don't say I love exercising. Like no, but the payoff, give me that dopamine, the oxytocin release, endorphins, anything. And walks have been doing it for me these days. Walks are great. And I realized from this trainer I'm working with that walks are apparently the best way. If you're wanting to lose weight, burning fat is next level if you just make sure you get your walk in, at least 45 minutes to an hour of walking. But it does more than if you were to like run for 30 minutes. Doing a nice long walk could be so beneficial to fat burning specifically. So there's that.
I went to a doctor. I did a couple episodes of Drunk History, you know, that show on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
And they make you go to this one doctor to check you out just to make sure you don't fall over dead and then Comedy Central, you'll sue them or whatever. And he said to me, all you need is to walk. You don't need to lift weights. You don't need to bust your ass in the gym. Just walk. And that is the longevity of life.
Yeah, it's really the secret sauce. It's nice. Yes. Yeah. So I've been doing my little walks and it's been great. Yeah. So that helps me too. I think if, walking, journaling, and jacking off once in a while, and I'm pretty good.
A journal and a jack off.
Yeah.
A journal and a jack off. It sounds like a lovely day.
Yeah. I'm good.
Oh man, that might have to be the title of the ep. Are you okay with that? Because it's so good.
Love that. Wait, okay. Yeah, a journal and a jack off. Iconic. And
it's so good. It's so pure.
Let's do
it. Lo.
Yeah, okay, I'm down.
Done. Okay, so the last thing is just tell us about the Low Life podcast. Tell us where we can find you on Instagram. Just tell us where we can find you.
Well, you are my people. So I feel like just getting to chat with you right now is so nice. I enjoy your podcast as well. And I'm sure your listeners, like my listeners, I have the best listeners. I feel like they're just like cool, easy to talk to, open-minded, open perspective type of people. But that's what my podcast has become. It's a little mixed bag of tricks.
We love.
Never know what you're going to get up at the Low Life. Mm-hmm. It's just basically been stuff that I'm so curious about in life. And then I just start exploring it. That's what I've been doing. So we talk about everything and anything. We talk about sex, masturbation, drug rehabilitation, and of course, fashion and everything else in between. And I think it's because I've met some really interesting people in Los Angeles over the course of the last 15, 20 years. And I've met these people, I've become friends with them, and some interesting entrepreneurs or entertainment industry people or self-made individuals. So to have them on and just talk about life, you always get a little something from the pod. That's the goal. I don't want people to waste their time. So that's where the Low Life was born, out of me just being really curious about life and then wanting to explore that with a microphone involved. And it's been pretty cool. Like, it's grown into something that I never expected outside of my parents to download. So the fact that we got whole listenership now, and we just did 50 episodes. And I mean, you're a titan in the game. You've been doing this for a bit, so you get it.
50 is a huge milestone, because imagine all the people who bail after 3 episodes. So if you hit 50, it's like, honey, I'm in this for the long haul.
First year. Yeah. We did 50 episodes in the year, and it feels good. Yeah. So that's the Low Life podcast. That's wherever you listen to your podcast, it's available there. So I do that, and then styling and stuff, and that's where I'm at in life.
And you already said your Instagram, but one more time, what is it?
Oh yeah, yeah. If you guys want to follow me, and you'll get a little fashion again. There's a mixed bag of tricks there too.
Yes,
I love a good meme. I make my own. They're so
good. Seen you post funny TikToks as
sure
well.
Do.
It's a curation of everything joyful.
We gotta laugh, yeah. And so
we gotta,
yeah. My Instagram is at StyleLVR. It's StyleLVR. Same as on the tickety. Talkity, and on Instagram, that's where you can find me.
Okay, I gotta find you on TikTok. I don't really post a lot, but I just
same.
Love
I just started. I just started.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah, so far I'm into it.
Should it be jack off or jerk off? Journal in a jerk or journal in a jack? What's better for you?
Are you gonna say journal and like off? Journal in a jack off? I think a jack off, because jerk off is gonna sound like I'm talking shit on my ex or something. Like, he's such a jerk off.
You're right. Okay. I'm so excited for this title. And honey, I will be hitting the explicit check mark when I upload the app. Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
Honey, everyone's been warned. Oh my God, Lo, thank you for being here. And it's so lovely to meet you. I can't wait for our face mask air Friday night.
And I'd love to bring you on to my podcast as well. So we'll do an episode together.
Oh, honey, I can't wait.
Yeah, that would be great. Something, I mean, take your vacation, and then after that, I'm bringing you on.
I can't wait. I'll be there. And we can do in person, so my internet won't go out.
Yes. Perfect.
All right. Well, everybody, you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Hello. Obviously, you cream your neck.
All the time. Every day.
Yes.
Always.
We mask the neck. We cream the neck. We do what we have to do.
It's nice and creamy.